Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Random Chatter. We are here again doing live shows this week, once again on Twitch. Once again, running into technical difficulties because it's us. That's what we do. Everybody's got to have a skill. That's ours. So tonight is our news, our new show, new segment. And I have Lou and Chris with me. Chris, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. Lou, what about you?
I'm doing great.
All right. I'm all backwards because I've got the video for you guys switched and flip-flopped from usual. So I'm used to looking at one of you and not the other, and I'm going to mess all that up tonight. But that's okay. All right. So speaking of messing things up, I'm going to change the show format a little tiny bit. We're going to do kind of a quick lightning round first, which we teased in our Random Chatter recap episode this week. So I'm going to basically review what we teased for the lightning round, and then we're going to get into, we're going to pick apart the things we want to cover and go from there. But first, we have a very important network announcement. Chris.
Yes.
You just continue to make my life busier and busier. What new shenanigans have you gotten the network into now? Why don't you give people a quick rundown?
Well, I have a new show.
A new show?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's it called?
Chasing Fandom.
And what's it about?
Well...
Stalking? Is it online stalking or is it like stalking at conventions? Because neither is appropriate at all, and we do not condone it. But if you're going to do it, we want the video evidence. I want to be able to appear in court someday and say, listen, Your Honor, I've got the whole thing on video.
No, thankfully.
No. Oh, okay.
So basically, it's a show where I, every week, you have to deal with me every week.
We're used to that.
Yeah. But no, this time you actually have to just deal with me by myself.
Oh, okay.
No Eric, no Lou, no Mike, no Lindsay, no nothing. Just me and a person of my choosing.
That's brave.
It is very brave.
It is brave. Okay. And
but the basic gist of it is that I have someone on to talk about like fandom related stuff, be it Star Wars, Doctor Who, comic books, even not, well, mainly nerdy stuff, but sometimes we'll get into like non-nerdy things. So if like you're a fan of like a certain music group that I'm also a fan of, we might talk a little bit about that. It just really depends. It's pretty much two people, or sometimes more, but usually just two, sitting down and talking about whatever they want that they are passionate about and are fans of.
Okay. And is it more about the content or more about the participation in the fan community of that particular franchise or topic, or is it
both? It depends. Sometimes we could be talking about I don't know, let's say when The Last Jedi comes out, I want to have a Star Wars fan on to talk about it.
Okay.
That would be
I don't know where you'd
content.
Find one of those.
Good luck finding one of them,
right?
Yeah, I know, so hard to find. But that being an example of the content, or we can might have a, let's say there was some big drama in the Star Wars fandom again.
I don't know where you'd find that. Good luck on that one.
Or even something non-Star Wars. Let's say, remember when we talked about The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Being too violent or something?
Yeah.
That's like a discussion topic that might come up if someone is a big fan of The Walking Dead.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just it's kind of just a way to highlight fans and fandom and just what's going on in the fan world.
All right, sounds pretty good. Well, that is live right now. You've got the first episode posted to randomchatter.com already, if I recall correctly.
Okay. Yes, and it has the wonderful Paul Herman.
Paul Herman?
Yeah.
I think I know that guy.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, that's worth listening to right there. I don't even know what you guys are talking about on that episode. I know it's worth listening to because it's got Paul.
Well, that means you should go listen to it, Eric.
Well, I most certainly will.
You know, hey, you made us the logo, so
I did. I'll make you logos. It doesn't mean I got to listen to your show. That's the thing. You know, seriously though, it's rough because I only do my listening in the car, like we've talked about before. And so for me to catch up on, and I also don't read at home that much anymore because I'm doing podcasting, I'm doing some contract work, I've got an autistic son. I don't have time to sit down and just read. I mean, I can barely play video games. And we all know that when it comes down to priorities in life, literature versus video games, I mean, come on, right? But so podcasts and audiobooks, I've got to split that time up, and I don't spend that much time in the car anymore. So it's rough. I've not listened to hardly any podcasts, but I will listen to this one.
Good.
Mainly to keep an eye on you, or an ear? An ear. To keep an ear on you. Somebody's got to keep you out of trouble.
I will go ahead and apologize because two things. One, it's an hour and a half long, mainly because Paul, when you get us together in a room, we're just going to talk.
I love Paul, but he talks a lot. But but it's interesting to listen to him talk a lot, so that's okay. You know, that's why we take whatever opportunity we get.
Yeah,
good stuff. All right, go ahead.
That, and also, there were some audio problems, so just be wary of that. Hopefully, they'll be fixed by the next episode.
I blame Lou.
Yeah.
What?
You weren't there.
Eric was there because he made the logo.
I made the logo. Just saying.
I was there because I kind of voted on a name, didn't I?
No. No.
I think I voted against the name.
Really. Yeah. Lou. All right. Well, let's move on to this episode of the news. It's been quite a week. We're going to get to these in detail in just a minute. For about 2 minutes, though, La La Land was the best picture winner at the Oscars. Shortest lived.
That's longer ever. Than Star Wars.
That's true. Longer
that's
than
true,
Deadpool.
Yeah.
There's a joke somewhere there, but I'll just let it go. Until it got corrected, Moonlight was the real winner, and there were lots of losers. But we'll get to that in a few minutes. Also, one of the people you see in the In Memoriam segment is still alive. Yes. What? Yes. Get Out, which opened with 100% on Rotten Tomatoes on its opening weekend, which is unheard of. That's phenomenal. Finally got a negative review from a guy who I get the impression most of his reviews are pretty grouchy. I hate the world. Movies are miserable. They all suck sort of thing, which kind of makes me wonder why he's a movie critic if he hates them that much. But anyway, so now it is down to a rather embarrassing 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. So don't go see that one. Warner Brothers is working on a live-action Nightwing movie, which I'm really excited about. Nightwing is one of my all-time favorite superheroes.
That's DC, right?
It is. And I would be happy to discuss that.
Right?
Is that Darkwing Duck's cousin?
It is, except not at all. Okay. Oh. Darkwing Duck is Warner Brothers, not Disney.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah. I'll let that one go. We'll talk about that in a few minutes if you want, because I love talking about Nightwing. We had some passings this week. We normally don't talk about this on the show, but some of these, one especially was pretty big. Bill Paxton passed away due to complications from surgery at 61, which seems way too young for him, but he's been in a ton of movies. And as I pointed out in Random Chatter Recap, a bit of trivia, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but he is one of only two actors to ever have been killed on screen by a Predator, an alien from the Aliens franchise, and a Terminator.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So.
Very interesting.
Judge Wapner died at 97. Lou, I know you know who Judge Wapner is.
Yeah, I do.
Chris, do you know who Judge Wapner is?
I did not go to high school with him, though. Don't even go there.
No, I do not know who that is.
No, you
I know he's
sat for him, right, Lou?
Some judge, people's court thing, but
People's court, yes.
People's court, yeah.
There would be no Judge Judy if there was not a Judge Wapner.
I always thought people's court was just that lady.
No.
No. Judge Wapner started it. And who was his bailiff? Or not bailiff, the announcer guy?
I forget.
What was the guy's name? Was it Doug something? Doug?
I don't remember.
I can picture the guy.
It seemed a lot less like trailer trashy back in the day, too.
That's yeah, it was definitely more like real cases, you know, that not like ones that let's make this fun for TV type cases.
And he wasn't like a character per se. Like he wasn't over the top. And like Judge Judy, for example, she won't let anybody get a word in edgewise. And I'm like, well, you're not even listening to anything anybody's saying. You're just like yelling at people and then making a decision. Like, where did you get your law degree from? Because I don't understand how that works. But yeah, the People's Court, at least back in the day, was a little more like what you would actually expect from that sort of a venue. But anyway, he has passed on at 97. And then finally, Neil Fingleton, who you probably don't know the name, but dude was like 8 foot something. I think he was the tallest person in England. He's probably best known to us as playing the giant in Game of Thrones. But he's done a lot of work where, you know, he's played tall aliens or tall monsters or, you know, tall people, whatever it is. But sadly, he died at 36 due to heart conditions. A lot of people, if you're that large, you have cardiomegaly and your heart has to work harder to pump blood through your body. And it just, that's often what does those people in. And it's kind of sad. Other things, Sci-Fi is canceled Incorporated after just one season. So, Lou, I know
I'm sad about that.
Seen it. Yeah, I was just about to start it yesterday, too.
Oh, you haven't started it?
No. I don't know whether to now or not.
You know, I'm not, I think it's ended for the season now, right?
I think the season.
I remember if I watched all the, I think I did. And it was pretty good. I mean.
Yeah, but does it have a big cliffhanger?
Yeah, a little bit of one.
I see.
Some kind of bum that we're not going to get anything more on that. But
well, you know, it did better than Katherine Heigl's Doubt, which was canceled after 2 episodes.
I didn't even know she had a show.
Neither did anybody else, apparently. Yeah, 2 episodes. That's pretty harsh. Voltron is returning to Netflix for season 3. And Patrick Stewart is officially retiring from the X-Men, is no longer going to be playing Professor X. Your last chance to see him as Professor X will be in Logan, which hits theaters this Friday. You guys going to see it?
I want to.
Yeah, the correct answer is yes.
I don't know if I'm going to make it this weekend, but.
Okay. As long as you see it at some point. 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, yes. Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
That's
now, Alamo Drafthouse is doing a public service announcement to let parents know that this is an R-rated movie. It is not for kids.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. So that's the lightning round. Let's talk a little bit about Envelope Gate. Did either of you guys watch the Oscars?
No, but I heard about it.
I hate the Oscars. With a passion. Lou, I know you and I have talked about this in past years on Random Chatter.
Mm-hmm.
And it pisses me off that they had to go and do something so newsworthy that now we kind of have to talk about them on Random Chatter. Jerks.
I mean, I don't mind the Oscars. I mean, it's sometimes, you know, I like watching it for some of the stuff they show in between the things, especially if it's a good host. I thought Kimmel did a pretty good job from what I saw.
Yeah, he did. And I liked the bit where, like, they took a tour bus.
That part live. That was hysterical.
And they brought them in and, you know, said that they were going to go and see a bunch of, like, Oscar gowns and suits and stuff like that on display. And then they brought them in and, you know, introduced them to Denzel Washington and Jennifer Aniston and things like that. So that was kind of cool. I mean, you know, those people were happy and they're going to remember that forever. I thought Kimmel did a pretty good job. But so I actually was watching it live, which I never do. But I did it because I had it on in the background while I was working on a work project. And here's the actual scoop. Here's the real world behind-the-scenes scoop on what was going on. This is from various different websites. This is also from PricewaterhouseCoopers, who is the company that they monitor lotteries and award shows and things like that. And they're the people in charge of the voting for the Academy Awards. Here's how it works. There are two people at the Academy Awards every year, both from PwC. They each have a briefcase or a suitcase with all the envelopes. They each have a copy of each of the envelopes. So there are two copies of any given envelope. They are situated at either side of the stage because they don't necessarily know which side the presenters are going to come in or out from. They are responsible for handing out the envelopes, and they are also the only people present who know in advance who's going to win. So that's how that side of things work. What happened is, apparently, and this came out after the whole debacle later in the day, one of the two people from PricewaterhouseCoopers, Brian Cullinan, I assume I'm pronouncing his name correctly. If not, I apologize. Apparently, he has a bit of a reputation for being a little starry-eyed when it comes to celebrities. And so he was busy taking a picture of Emma Stone, who won for Best Actress for La La Land. And he was tweeting it, and apparently there's speculation that that caused him to be distracted enough that when he was supposed to be handing Warren Beatty the envelope for Best Picture, he handed him the wrong envelope. Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway go out on stage together. Warren Beatty says, and the Oscar goes to, and he opens up the envelope, and he looks, out at the audience, and he looks over to Faye Dunaway, and he looks back at the envelope, and he said, And then you see him, he sticks his hand back in the envelope to see if there are any more pieces of paper inside the envelope. And there's not. And then he looks back at Faye, and she's getting frustrated with him because she's like, oh, come on, just read it already. Everybody's thinking like he's doing a bit. But you're sitting there watching him, and you're like, man, if he's doing a bit, this isn't really that funny. Like, there are better ways to prolong the suffering and all that. And like, he's not
right.
Like, he looks nervous. And so finally he shows the card to Faye Dunaway because she's getting impatient, and she says, La La Land. And so everyone from La La Land comes up on stage. Faye Dunaway ducks out somewhere. So
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
She runs for the hills.
The different people, and of course there's like 15, 20 people on stage from La La Land. And one of them gives an acceptance speech, and then another one starts to talk. But meanwhile, backstage, as soon as this was read incorrectly, it's the job of the two people from PwC to catch that immediately, let the stage manager know. And apparently they didn't do it. At least there was a long delay before they did it. And then the stage manager let the two show producers for the Oscars know. And then he ran out on stage. Jimmy Kimmel, in the meantime, was off of the stage. He was sitting in the seats in the audience in the row in front of Matt Damon because he was going to have this little closing bit with, you know, the whole animosity between him and Matt Damon thing. So he sees the stage manager running out on stage to Warren Beatty. Well, the stage manager doesn't ever go out on stage. And if you're looking at the videos and stuff online, he's the guy with the headset and the microphone. Okay. So Jimmy Kimmel knows there's something wrong. So he gets up, he goes back to the stage. The producer for La La Land, the guy's name is it Horowitz? Jordan Horowitz.
Yes, Jordan Horowitz.
Jordan Horowitz. Notices the stage manager coming out on stage and going up to Warren Beatty with another envelope. So he walks over. They figure out what's going on. The guy wrapping up the acceptance speech prompts another guy to go up and give his. And the guy's like, no, it's cool. He's like, no, go ahead. And the guy who later in an interview said, you know, I was thinking I wanted to thank my family and everything. But so he walks up and he just kind of like, you know, I want to thank my family and everything. They're really great. And, you know, they mean the world to me, blah, blah, blah. And there's a pause. He says, and, you know, anyway, we lost. And like nobody really caught what he meant. And then Jordan Horowitz, in the meantime, is on his way rushing up to the microphone and says, no, there's been a mistake. Moonlight won Best Picture. and everybody's silent. And he steps away from the microphone to the crew for Moonlight, who, you know, they had their own little seating area. And he said, no, you guys, this isn't a joke. You guys won. Come on up. He walks back to the microphone because still nobody's, like, the people on stage are incredulous. Jimmy Kimmel's incredulous. The people in the audience, like, I saw pictures afterwards, and it just everybody's face, their jaws are on the floor. He's like, no, this is not a joke. Moonlight won Best Picture. And he turns around behind Warren Beatty, who's like, he's there, like, kind of waiting, like, I should probably say something. What do I do here? Jordan grabs the sheet out of the envelope, holds it up to everybody, says, it says right here, Moonlight, Best Picture. The cameras all zoom in on it. So Jimmy Kimmel's up there at this point, and he's like, wow, that was bad. I blame Steve Harvey from the
The Miss America
pageant. Yeah.
He's I just don't know how you don't stop and say, we got a problem here before you read off, or before you let, you know, Faye read off the name.
Well, he did know there was a problem. Well, let me finish up the story. So Jimmy Kimmel says, you know, I think you guys should all get to keep them. I think, you know, everybody should, you guys should all get them. And
get a participation award.
Yeah, right. and Lala and most of the crew left, but Jordan Horowitz is still there and holding the Oscar, and he leans on the mic and says, no, I'm proud to get to hand this off to my friends who worked on Moonlight. And I thought, well, that's a really cool.
Yeah.
That's a really cool way to handle it. Like, I've got a lot of respect for this Horowitz guy. The way he handled everything, just top notch, first class. So then, you know, the right people come up. Warren Beatty apologizes and he explains what happened. But in the meantime, Faye Dunaway is gone. Like, she's in Colorado
she
by now.
No part of that.
Right.
She's
I don't know
one
what.
That announced it.
And she's the one that did. But everybody's blaming Warren Beatty. And she's the one that said it, first of all. Second of all, he was handed the wrong envelope. He knew there was a problem, but he didn't necessarily know what to do. It's not like these guys have emergency response training that they go through before presenting, saying, okay, if you get the wrong envelope. They're not supposed to interpret whether the results are correct or not. They're supposed to open the envelope, read what's on the envelope. I mean, that's what they're told.
But if it doesn't say Best Picture.
Then what do?
You'd say, yo.
You're live in front of the lowest rated audience in 9 years, by the way. But you're live in front of millions of people all around the world. You don't just like, oh, guys, hey, cut to commercial. We got a problem. I mean, that's.
What, I think I would do something besides read off the wrong name. I mean,
is it the wrong name? La La Land was one of. Listen, if it said Deadpool, then.
Yeah, I kind of wish that it was another.
But it wasn't
nominated.
But I mean, the card that he read, what did it say on it besides La La Land?
I didn't literally see the card.
I'm sure it didn't say Best Picture nominated, you know, La La Land.
It says Emma Stone, La La Land.
Right. Right. And down at the bottom, like, there, I don't know if there's, like, you know, smaller print that gives the category and stuff like that, but
I don't think it
said La La Land, and that was one of the nominees, and the Emma Stone part could have just been a typo, and it should have listed, I don't know, 30 people, or maybe no people, or who knows, but I don't know. I don't fault him on this. And again, he did try to pause. And I think when he was showing the card to Faye, he was kind of like, am I crazy or is this a problem? And was probably expecting her to react the same way, in which case, you know, maybe they would have paused the show or something, but she saw the card, immediately read it, and it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Price Watch. So here's, the follow-up, the Academy, apparently, and now this is rumored, this is well-substantiated rumor, but this is not something that was officially announced. Apparently, every time there's an Academy Awards, about a month after, all of the people who produce the show get together and kind of do an after-action report and figure out, you know, what worked well, what didn't, what do they need to change for the following year, et cetera. From a more logistic point of view, well, apparently, no. Not waiting a month on this one. Like the next morning at O'Dark 30, they're having a meeting and they were livid with Price Waterhouse for not saying anything. And apparently they went up one side of them and down the other. So then PwC came out and made an official statement taking responsibility and taking blame. And then a few hours later came out with a second statement and specified that it was specifically the result of this Brian Cullinan who had handed the wrong envelope over.
Where's that guy working today?
Acknowledged that he was apparently tweeting at the time. I don't know. That's an excellent question. I'm guessing it's sure not for PricewaterhouseCoopers. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm looking at a picture of the, you know, still frame from the broadcast, and it shows the close-up of the card, and it says, you know, the Oscars up top, and it says Moonlight, and it gives, you know, four or five names of who was the producers.
Okay.
And the very bottom in small print does say Best Picture.
Okay, so we didn't have his reading glasses. You know how old Warren Beatty is?
That's true.
Dude, listen, let's not.
Yeah.
Dude was busy tweeting. Instead of making totally sure he had had one job. He had one job. Yeah. He hands out envelopes.
Of all the ones to screw up, it had to be Best Picture, right?
I mean, I don't know exactly how I would have reacted if I were Warren Beatty either, but I know how I would have reacted if I was the guy off stage handing out envelopes. I would have made sure I got him the right dang envelope.
Yeah.
So again, I can't believe, you know, so the president chimed in
somewhere where he's looking at, you know, Warren Beatty's walking away. He's looking at the card going, he's like, oh, my God. Let him go.
I mean, I feel bad for Warren Beatty. Would I have handled it differently? I'd like to think that I would have. But yeah, I mean, I've been on the spot enough before that.
I would like to think we'd handle it differently. Yeah.
But it's easy to say that.
Right.
Being that we weren't on stage on television in front of literally millions of people and every celebrity on the planet. Like,
yeah, that is awkward.
Yeah. President Trump released an official statement, by the way.
Oh.
Blaming the mix-up on their focus on politics. He said, I think they were focused so hard on politics that they didn't give, they didn't get the act together at the end.
Okay.
I think someone's too focused on Twitter. Something that President Trump should be able to relate to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying. So... That was not the only error at the Oscars. Producer Jan Chapman, as seen in the In Memoriam, is not dead. She wants everybody to know that she's alive and well. The segment listed costume designer Janet Patterson, but showed a picture of her close friend and producer, Jan Chapman, who apparently got with Janet Patterson's agents before this and said, you know, make sure whatever picture they're using, go over it and make sure that you've got a good picture and B, a picture of the right person. And the agents apparently said, no, the Academy said they're on top of it. They're taking care of all of it. So,
oh man.
Yeah. She said she was mortified. She does want everybody to know that she's okay. She's alive, but she's a little pissed off on behalf of her friend who was supposed to be getting memorialized there. And yeah, go Oscars.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. And please, Academy, don't ever mess up again. I don't want to talk about you guys again next year.
I honestly wouldn't mind if we just didn't have the Oscars at this point. Like, I get the importance, but I don't know.
I mean, what is
when half importance? Of the best picture movies no one sees?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that. I mean, the nominations are all clustered right around the release of it.
Everyone's going to have, different opinions, obviously. But I highly doubt that if you took the main movies or a main list of movies and you gave it to majority of people that they would choose Moonlight because most people don't see that movie. It might be wonderful. I don't know, but I don't know. I'm just not a
fan. I don't understand the voting too. I mean, it's not a popularity contest. It's about other things, but you know, it always seems like the movies that get nominated, I'm like, I haven't even heard of these movies.
Yeah. It's fine to nominate, you know, really good actor or actress performances or special effects or music or that's because most of the time, you know, that kind of stuff can be agreed upon. You know, like all you have to do is compare two visual effects to know when, you know, what's better and what's worse, or, you know, a good set of nominees, or, you know, music. But I don't know, it's just not my type of thing anymore.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to go out and see whatever the winner is, some people, but I don't know. I would rather, you know, I used to think that the Golden Globes were a little more interesting to me. Right up until The Martian won for Best Comedy. And then that kind of killed that idea.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I could do without the... I understand why it's important to the people into the industry, but to the rest of us, other than having office betting pools, I don't know. Like, if you just didn't do the Oscars next year, I don't know that anybody would really care. And all it really seems to do is it lets you put Academy Award winning, you know, Denzel Washington on the movie poster.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know Denzel Washington's a great actor, and if he's in a movie, you should probably consider seeing it. I don't know. So back to our technical difficulties. It turns out we've had no audio in the stream. Again, the whole time.
The whole time?
Again. Yeah.
Could be worse.
It could
although
I think they would rather hear
people
audio.
People have to just look at us.
I was going to say, yeah.
That's the worst part.
People that have to stare at our ugly mugs.
They don't get to hear us, and they have to look, too. Yeah, one person said, I'm leaving. I don't blame them. So, oh well, problem's fixed. I'll throw it a tweet out there. Audio problems in this stream have been fixed. Sorry, I blame Lou.
We'll blame the Oscars. Let's blame the Academy.
I'm getting blamed for a lot of stuff. I'm here now. I can't get blamed for that.
And Warren Beatty. That's two T's, right?
I think so, yeah.
We should blame TW.
Yeah. Okay. So, I don't know if you guys heard about this. This is just, I think this just came out today. YouTube TV. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
I saw it at like 5 o'clock today.
Okay. I didn't even read the articles at first. I'm like, oh, okay, that's something I should probably, you know, scrape through for the show later. And then when I did read it, I'm like, wow, this actually isn't bad at all. I might maybe even subscribe to this. It's, I think it's $35 a month, $30 to $35 a month. And what
it's
you get,
35, I think.
Is it 35? Okay.
Yeah.
You get 40 channels of streaming, and it includes a lot of the bigger network channels, like, you know, the Sci-Fi Network and Bravo and Disney XD and stuff like that. But it includes the four networks. And the reason that's a big deal is because it includes CBS. And practically nothing includes CBS. CBS wants to do their own little streaming thing, remember?
Yep.
And right now, like, you can't stream Big Bang Theory. You can't stream any of that stuff. So this is actually a pretty big deal. It's going to work on iOS and Android phones. I don't know about Apple TV or set-top boxes yet, Roku and et cetera. With this, you get six accounts. So six different family members can all have their own settings and DVR stuff. You get three simultaneous streams, and you get unlimited DVR storage.
Wow.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad at all. So this really could be, I mean, the inclusion of CBS is kind of a big deal. Even if you don't watch a lot of CBS shows, the fact that they broke through that barrier with CBS is kind of a big deal. This is going to be a big step in cord cutting. So, I don't know when it's actually being released. Chris, did you, my understanding is like sometime this summer.
I didn't see a release date. I just saw a form where you could enter in your email to find out when YouTube TV will be coming to a computer or whatever near you.
Yeah. I don't know. We're going to have to keep an eye on this.
Yeah, definitely.
Coming to Netflix this month, there's a lot of good stuff. Some of it I am embarrassed to say I haven't seen. But we're getting Blazing Saddles, the entire Jurassic Park series. I don't know if that includes Jurassic World or not. I think it does. Chicago, The Craft, Million Dollar Baby, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, which is a classic. Lou, you've seen that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody I know hasn't seen it. I don't remember who it is. The BFG by Disney from last year. Pete's Dragon, not the original, but last year's remake. Kung Fu Panda, Memento by Christopher Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Spinal Tap. As well as
turns
a lot of other
to
stuff.
11.
Yeah. So some good stuff coming out this month.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles, awesome.
Yes. The what were they thinking for this week? I'm hesitant to. It's a sensitive topic. So.
Uh oh.
Yeah. There were a few sensitive topics this week, and I'm really desperately trying to avoid anything with Donald Trump. Okay, we've already got a mascot here for the What Were They Thinking segment. It's Kanye. So, Mr. Trump, I'm sorry. Take your business elsewhere. But he keeps trying to edge in there, so I don't know. Maybe next week.
This segment's got his name written all over it.
I know, right? We should just title it, What Would Donald Do?
Oh.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, the guy that plays Negan on The Walking Dead. I don't know if you guys are caught up at all.
I actually stopped watching The Walking Dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you saw the big controversial episode, right?
Yeah, that's actually the last one I watched. I stopped after that.
Okay. So his character, Negan, the big bad guy, has the heroes lined up on a road at gunpoint, kneeling on the ground, and he's got this baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire. He calls the baseball bat Lucille. And he decides he needs to make an example out of one of the heroes. So he goes down the row one by one, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And at the end, he decides on the victim and cut to black, get the credits, wait for the following season to find out who it is he killed. So this year we had the premiere. We found out who he killed. And then additionally, he killed another person. So there's some store in, I think in Britain, that has acquiesced to a bunch of complaints and pulled a t-shirt that says eeny, meeny, miny, mo with the picture of Lucille on it. That's part of Walking Dead merchandise. And there were a lot of complaints saying that this is promoting violence against black people. Here's where it gets a little complicated. The eeny, meeny, miny, mo, it's not really a nursery rhyme, but the I don't know what you'd call it, the jingle, if you would, goes back years and years and years and years and years, before even Lou was born. And
why do I do this show?
But it's true, isn't it? It was before you were born.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not wrong. So it includes the N-word in it. The original version. Now, when I was growing up.
Really?
There we go. So, Chris, do you know the rhyme, like, as far as your generation, how it goes? Can you recite it? Okay, go ahead.
Let me think.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Right.
That's how I know it.
Which, by the way, public service announcement, do not approach a tiger and try to grab any of its paws, claws, tail, teeth, ears. Just don't do it. But yeah, so that's what I learned growing up, too. It wasn't until I was an adult that I was told that Tiger was initially a totally different word, beginning with an N, and having more G's in the middle of the word, etc. I think you get where I'm going with this.
Really?
Okay, did you not know this either?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this proves my point. I can't believe you guys didn't know that. This is great because this proves my point. So it's become something different culturally. And that old version is obviously no longer acceptable and hasn't been in use for decades, for generations. But people are boycotting this because originally it had that in the rhyme, and so, and it's a baseball bat that he uses to kill people, so this is promoting the, you know, violence toward African American people or African British people toward black people. Except it's not. Because that's not the rhyme that was used in the show. And even if you want to go a step further, it's obviously referencing the show. It's got a baseball bat with, you know, barbed wire wrapped around it. It's got a Walking Dead tag on the back of the shirt. It's Walking Dead merchandise. On the show, it's a white guy and an Asian guy that get pummeled to death. I don't get it. Listen, anything that promotes violence toward anybody is a bad thing. This is a fictional show. Like, even this shirt in the context of the show, I kind of feel like, listen, I don't want to really, you know, praise what that character did by walking around with the shirt like that. My issue is just promoting the violence and, you know, the hero worship of bad guys that seems to be very prevalent. But aside from that, you know, violence, especially in the real world, especially hate crimes, there's no excuse for it in any way, shape, or form. And I don't support it, but I don't think it's relevant here. I think people are missing the point, and I think people are being hypersensitive, not in the sense that that issue doesn't matter, but that that issue has nothing to do with the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they pull it off the store. Jeffrey Dean Morgan's official statement on it: people are stupid.
Yep.
I tend to agree. All right. Anything else that, was there anything from the lightning round you guys wanted to touch on? Chris, you were asking about Nightwing earlier. Do you not know?
Oh no, I was saying that it's a DC thing, yeah. So it'll probably be terrible.
Oh, don't say that. They can't make, this is like,
hey, I have hope in Wonder Woman. So
I have hope. I don't know that I have confidence, but I have hope. Nightwing is like my Deadpool for DC. Like, they got to make this work. They probably won't. You're right. We're doomed. Well, on that note. All right. Well, if you guys don't have anything else, I think that's going to wrap up the show.
I think so.
All right. Lou, you want to lead us out?
Oh, I suppose I could.
Alrighty then.
If you want to send us any feedback, we'd love for you to do that. You can do that by sending an email to randomchatter@randomchatter.com.
And if the feedback is that there was no audio in the live stream.
wait. If they couldn't hear us, we weren't wrong.
Oh, that's true. You know,
that's not a bad thing.
That's true.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, if a tree falls in the forest, anybody hear it? Yeah.
Okay. You know, the worst part is, too, like, I'm recording this locally so that we can post it to YouTube later. The local recording also won't have any audio in it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've got the audio separately that I could then go back and mix in and yeah, stuff. But
there you go.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, you do it.
Know what?
Not as easy as it looks.
Do I look that technically
No, I was talking to Chris. Savvy? Chris over here was the guy being the smart arse.
Yeah, Chris does. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I have plenty of podcasts that I need to edit and
Okay.
I'm up to three now.
I think you're producing more podcasts than I am.
Oh,
sucker.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Chris, where can people find us online?
Well, they have a slew of choices to choose from now. We have our Facebook, which is facebook.com/randomchatternetwork. We have our Twitter accounts at Outer Rim Podcast. Sorry, that's not right. That's Eric.
Oh, yeah, that's copied from the old. Yeah, well, we do have a Twitter account for Outer Rim Podcast.
We do Warren, have a Twitter account for Outer Rim, which is what I host. So you should
Warren,
go listen to that.
Come on.
But
Christ, what, I'm putting the wrong stuff in the show notes. Give us the wrong envelope. Jesus.
Yeah, the audio's back on now, so now it counts as being wrong.
That was Chris.
That's the thing. If the Oscars didn't have audio, it would have been fine.
Exactly.
Problem
they'd be
solved.
Wondering what the confusion is on stage.
Anyways.
Yes. You can find us on Twitter at Random Chatter, this show specifically. That's also the network Twitter as well. My Twitter is at The Curse of Chris. Lou, what about yours?
Just my name, Lou Secchi. That's Lousecki.
And Eric?
Mine is at Eric Blythe. That's ErikBlythe.
Wonderful. You can also find all of our podcasts at randomchatter.com. We have our entertainment stuff, Star Wars stuff, television stuff, and you should especially listen to Chasing Fandom with me and Paul Herman for that one episode. Don't know who's the second episode.
The rest are going to suck, but for that one episode, make sure you check it out. And the Crash Couch.
We'll have to yes.
And the Crash Couch, yes.
Crash Couch.
Because the three of us are on it, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
And it's going strong, so.
Also, you know, if you like the shows, you know, spread the word about them. Tell your friends. We can accept reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. You know, Water Cooler Talk is also very acceptable. So spread the word and let everybody know about us.
And if you don't have one, get a water cooler and then invite people to the water cooler and talk about us.
There you go.
Problem solved.
You know, I feel like I should just buy a water cooler and put it behind me. so I can have it here with me.
Then we can have water cooler chatter.
Yeah, there I'm sure go. There's a podcast called The Water Cooler already.
No. Not Water Cooler Chatter.
Well, that's true. Water chatter.
Water chatter.
Cooler chatter? See, we could split it up into two shows.
Cooler chatter. Yeah, cooler than you.
Wow, this got derailed quick.
Yeah.
I was so happy at first because almost all of the technical problems with the stream we got figured out in advance and it was going so well. And people showed up to watch. They dropped in and finally gave up and left.
Is anybody watching now?
Yeah, I think Zachary's watching.
Oh, hey.
Oh, good.
Or at least he was as of 10 minutes ago. That's the one thing. I've got to set up a better system to monitor the chat while we're recording, while I'm doing Twitch. Because normally we do audio streaming, and it's a lot easier because I don't have to feel like I'm looking at a camera and I can monitor my computer screens. But right now my computer screens are all over here on the side. You can't see it because I've got them green screened out. But if I'm looking this way, it looks like I'm looking at Chris, and I'm actually, you know, not looking at Chris. No offense. Anyway. Where were we? We were in the closing credits or something.
Yeah, I think so. We were talking about how people can listen live if they really want to.
Okay.
Well, they can look
you
live.
You can't.
They can look you live, can't they listen.
Can't listen live. You can look live. You can't listen live. We haven't implemented that feature yet.
Yeah. But we do that on Tuesday nights for the time being. Potentially more to come. We do that at randomchatter.com/live. Again, we just switched to Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's twitch.com/randomchatter, something like that.
Random probably. Chatter Network.
Random Chatter Network. Okay.
And we will also Twitch. Be doing com. Gaming there, too.
Yes.
Carrie and I have been doing, we've got a great project set up in 7 Days to Die. I'm going to be streaming the Turing Test pretty soon. It's kind of a Portal-like game. I've got to get Lou back on to stream something. I'm going to get him back in that zombie game someday. But in the meantime, we've been doing Overwatch.
Yeah, we have been doing Overwatch, yep.
So
and coming up in March, we do have a new game coming out.
Did they move South Park Fractured Butthole back up again?
No, no.
What
Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's all right, too. My son wants to get a Nintendo Switch, so.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
If we end up getting one for him. Well, the thing is, there's like no games for launch, though. I mean, I think the Zelda game might be a little, like, I think he would do well enough that he would feel like he's doing well, and then he'd get stuck, and then he'd throw the thing across the room. Literally.
I might do that, too.
Because, you know, part of his autism thing is that's what he does, and I'm like, well, do I get the system or not get the system?
I don't have that excuse, but yeah, I do that, too.
Yeah. Your cats can only throw, you know, so far with the lack of opposable thumbs there, but.
Oh, boy.
We did it again. Okay, Patreon. Thank you to yeah, we got to end the show at some point. thanks to all of our donors at Patreon. We really appreciate all of the support that that you guys give to us. It's I could describe the ways in which it makes a difference, but I would probably bore people. But there's a lot of little things that we wouldn't be able to do without the support from you guys. Many of you guys are going to be able to meet up with us at Celebration in Orlando in April, and that's awesome. We are so looking forward to that. I got to say, going to Celebration, I'm more excited about having a group, like a meetup with all of our random chatter listeners than I am anything else going on there. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun, but, and we're going to talk about this coming up soon on Echo Base. We're going to have a whole series on preparing for Celebration. But looking back, and I think you guys have said the same thing, just the socializing and the getting to meet people and make connections there, that was probably amongst the most memorable parts of the experiences that we've had there.
Most definitely.
So so we're really happy that's going to be working out. So if you want more information on how to kind of join this community, we've got a Slack group, a Slack team that people can join. All of our donors at Patreon get invited into that automatically. Head over to patreon.com/randomchatter. The music that you hear in this podcast is The Perfect Heist, as performed by Blue Stolly, who is on the Fixed label, F-I-X-T, which is run by Clayton, also part of Cell Dweller, Circle of Dust, Scandroid, whom we interviewed for the Cordcast podcast. So lots of different little tangents there, but good stuff. So check out Blue Stolly's stuff as well as Cell Dweller. All trademarks are owned by their respective owners, so please don't sue us. And that's it. Be sure to check out our discussion show later in the week, and we will talk to you then. Until then, take care.
See ya.
Bye, everyone.